Welcome to 6 Tips and Tricks from the TOSA, a bi-weekly podcast meant to give you ideas, techniques, and strategies for the intentional use of technology in the classroom. And now here's my dad, Mike Brella.
On today's episode, we talk templates, children, and edu protocols. Hey, welcome to my day 3 recap of the Ditch Summit. And I was really excited to see today's presentation. The guest was Paula Martinez of Slides Mania. And if you are at all a Google user, I'm sure you have used at least one of her products before. Paula lives in Spain. She is not an educator. She works in finance. Not a designer, but she just likes design. And it's great because she talked about the inspiration for her design came from her own 10-year-old daughter. And she started designing things with her daughter in mind, like what would her daughter need? So it's a phenomenal session. It's called Your Guide to Amazing Google Slides and PowerPoint Templates. So hopefully you stick around and listen to what she had to say a little bit and maybe go back and hopefully watch her video. So this is one that I was particularly excited to see and listen to and watch because I have been a fan of Slides Mania, and I had no idea who Paula was other than I liked Slides Mania for quite some time. And actually, I came across it by mistake. I'm really big into color and design and making sure things look aesthetically pleasing. So I would use quite often Slides Carnival, if you're familiar with that site. And I would download, theme backgrounds for my Google slide presentations. In the winter, I would find winter themes. In the fall, I would find like the fall, crunchy fall leaves, just to try and bring some life to my presentations or whatever I was using the Google slides for. And one day I had forgotten the site I use. So I Googled Google Slides templates for free, I think it was. And I went to Slides Mania by mistake, thinking it was just my normal Slides Carnival. And I was like, wow, it's different. There's more here. And I have been using those products pretty regularly since then. And if you've never seen Slides Mania, it is a whole host of tons and tons and tons of different templates that Paula puts together to help people with interesting and engaging and useful presentations. And she makes them available in both Google Slides and PowerPoint. Everything she creates is easily customizable. And like I said in the introduction, she creates everything with her 10-year-old daughter in mind. And I loved when they talked about, early on or midway through the interview, Matt asked her about her creation process, like what's her process. And she said she doesn't have a set process, but I feel like maybe it's more set than she gives herself credit for. Cause, she says it's like one of two things happens when she sits down to create these presentations. It's either sometimes it just flows out of her and she just starts hammering away on the keyboard. And other days she likes to sketch it out and draw out, but she kept coming back to time and time again, her daughter. Like her daughter's her test audience. And I love that because I often do the same thing too. I had a colleague of mine before who sadly passed away last year, but she told me when I taught her son, 12, 13 years ago, she told me I was a pretty good teacher, but I'd be an even better teacher when I had kids of my own one day. And at first I was offended and I was like, what are you talking about? And then I had my kids and I get it, right? As educators, and this is not a knock on anybody who doesn't have kids, but sometimes we use the ones who are closest to us as guinea pigs. We design things for them in mind, right? Content creators often create content that they need to hear. I think a lot of times as teachers, we create things that those who are closest to us need to experience, right? So I love that she uses her daughter and everything again is created with what would engage this 10-year-old. What would be useful for her? What does she need to succeed, especially now in this crazy pandemic learning? And like I said earlier, everything is easily customizable. And that's really the cool part of the episode is when Matt kind of digs in a little bit to her templates, right? So she talks about, she shows first they go through the planners, because really the digital notebooks and the planners are what started Slides Mania. And if you've never used her planners, I suggest you give it a shot. It's game changing. I used one where I every day I linked my resources, my slides, my lesson plans, everything I had to like one calendar. It's amazing. And again, you can customize things, you can quite easily, right? So she has her planners, she has her digital notebooks, which Paula says are by far the most popular templates on hers, which again, incredibly flexible. And this is where Matt and Paula kind of got into the creation process and the customization process, and how you can go about when you're using these templates, whether it be the planners or the digital notebooks, or she has a couple other really popular templates in the choice boards and games, which were awesome. But how you can customize these things, and really they got into a little bit of working in the master slide and Google Slides, which if you've never done that, it's totally, and I hate to use this term because it seems so overused, it's totally game changing. Editing and manipulating the master, it is really where your own creative freedom can come to life with Google Slides. I mean, it reminded me of this past spring, the spring queue for the Central Valley in California session, which, you know, here I am a Southeastern Pennsylvania guy, and I hopped in on the spring queue session for Central Valley, the Somos queue, because it was free. And so I follow so many of those people out there, but there was a presentation for Somos queue, the spring queue, and it was George Barsanas, and it was called, I can't remember the exact name, something with Google Slides. But he goes through, and I will link the slide that he gave everybody at his session in Q. He goes through just some of the creative ways you can use Google Slides. And just like Matt and Paula really got into the weeds with editing the masters, George does the same thing, and how you can really create templates that your own kids use. You can customize your own slideshows to meet your needs. So I'll link that in the show notes too, because I feel like, you know, once, if you've never played around with the master in Google Slides, once you watch this episode, this part for the Ditch Summit, and you give it a shot, I think you're going to realize how powerful it can be, and you're going to want a little bit more because it's phenomenal. So I'll link that in there. But I absolutely love it. It's something that if you have not seen Slides Mania, or even if you have seen it and you're just kind of dipping your toes into it, you definitely need to go back, watch these sessions, and see the tips Paula gives you with, you know, her little hints on when you duplicate, when you copy and paste, what keyboard shortcut you use here, why you might link to this, all the little intricacies and how you can change colors, these little things, these little tips she can give you that will really make it simple for you. Because I'll be honest, I am a Google Slides geek. I'm a technophile, right? I love technology. There's times where I go to the Google Slides and the Slides Mania, and I'm like, whoa, like I'm overwhelmed with trying to customize it to meet my needs. And watching today's presentation makes it totally approachable and totally simple and doable. So give it a shot, watch it, and get moving with using your Slides Mania slides. So this is the point in the show where I like to talk about older sessions, the vintages, what you could go back to. And I've been kind of caught up in the design of things, right? Yesterday was all about Esther Park, had me thinking about like the aesthetics, and same thing. Then I went back to Tony Vincent's session from 2018. But I think, you know, so much of what we need to do today is find time, right? What's the old Ben Franklin, lost time can never be found again. And you can't create time, but maybe you can come across, or you can design your own methods or things to save yourself some precious minutes here and there. And I think that's perfectly in line with a session from, I think what was the first or one of the first, I think it might've been the second, did Summit. It was the second one, 2017, where John Carrippo has his Work Smarter, Not Harder with Edge Protocols session. I'm quite certain most of you by this point have heard of Edge Protocols. If you haven't, it is totally an amazing concept. It's this idea that you create habits, protocols that the students can continually do time and time again that aren't content specific. So, you know, you can do the same protocols repeatedly throughout the school year. And what's great with these Edge protocols, the different ones that Carrippo and his fellow authors created or talk about or share, is that they're all simple enough to use that you can use a variety of them throughout the year so that you don't get bored. However, they also work towards getting your kids to get engaged in that higher level thinking. All right, so it's a perfect balance. It's a really good balance of simple but complex, right? Simple to use but complex type thinking. You know, go ahead back, watch from 2017, Carrippo talk about his Edge protocols, and then you can check out their website. You can buy the book. There's a ton of different resources you can do if you're interested in trying out your own versions of, you know, the 8 parts with one he talks about there, or the probably the most famous of all Edge protocols, the Iron Chef Edge protocol, just different things you can do. So check out again, John Carrippo back from 2017 with his Edge protocols discussion.
Thanks for listening to the episode. And until next time, remember, don't be afraid. Try something new.